Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kelly, your host, with two fantastic guests today. Second hour, Jimmy Akin will be here. First hour, Tim Staples here, and it's open forum both hours. 888-318-7884 is the number you can call. 888-318-7884. You can call and ask whatever you like. You don't have to be Catholic to call. You don't have to be a Christian person to call. You don't even have to be a religious person to call. Anybody can call with any question about the Catholic faith, Catholic morals, Catholic teaching. 888-318-7884. I'm going to say that number one more time, and I'm not going to say it for a long time because we got other business to do today for a little bit of the show. We'll take little times out to do the other business of raising money, and that will require a different phone number. So if you're planning on calling this hour, the number to call if you want to talk to Tim, 888-318-7884. Now down to the business of the hour. We are in the last 2 hours of our last pledge drive of the year. And today we need to do a lot of fundraising because we got a long way to go to be fully funded for the next 3 months. That number to call is 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. A bunch of our colleagues ready to take your calls. We have two matches this hour. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match for any pledge made at all. Beautiful. And then there's a second match if your pledge happens to be a new monthly pledge. Those are double matched for this entire hour. 888-291-8000. Tim, fired up?
I am excited, and I want to say thank you to everyone who has given these first 4 hours. It's been a struggle, Cy, mm-hmm. but you know what? God bless you all for giving, because I know, Cy Kellett, that people are hurting, man. I mean, inflation is killing us. I know in the Staples household, I got a boatload of kids. You know that, Cy.
Yes, right. And I've seen the boat.
And, you know, I've told you over and over again, I tell you, I feed them. I feed them. And
then all of them.
You know, a couple hours later, they want to eat again.
I know.
And you know what? The costs are really outrageous, and we get that. I really believe this is why we have struggled in these first 4 hours. It's gone very, very slow. So, folks, I want you to remember, if you are able to give, we need you to help, because there are some folks who really want to give. There are layoffs everywhere now. Have you heard the latest, Cy?
No.
I mean, you got Amazon, you got Twitter, you got all these big companies that are laying off thousands and thousands of people. And, you know, it's kind of bleak out there. So folks, there are people who want to give and they can't. If you can, we really need you to step up to the plate over these next 2 hours. And praise be to God, we made our $20,000 match all 4 hours so far.
Right.
Each of the 4 hours. And we need your help now because it has been a struggle. It's been down to the wire. Whereas, you know, in drives past, we make it kind of comfortably and we can really go over even our $225,000 goal. But we're struggling, folks. I'm going to be honest with you. We are struggling. We need you, though. Again, those of you who can, pick up that phone at 888-291-8000. If you have been blessed, there are a lot of folks who would love to be able to call in and give, and they simply cannot. Will you, those of you that have been blessed, and I know you've been blessed by Catholic Answers Live because we come day in and day out and we give you reasons why we believe what we believe as Catholics. We need your help now. 888-291-8000. Let's get it right from the start. We've got 10 on the line right now. That is 10 of our Catholic Answers folks that will probably go up.
I'm thinking more will get online.
We only have three on the line. Okay, so
three
we
callers.
Need you. That is three callers, yes. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or you can text Catholic to 24365. Now, folks, we are experiencing right now in our culture such a, let's face it, it's never happened, Cy Kellett, in the history of the world where we have this insanity, transgender, mutilating children. I mean, our culture, it has gone absolutely crazy, attacking. Did you see where a federal judge just ruled that it's unconstitutional to publicly pray? I got
no.
a note from Jay Sekulow and the ACLJ. They're taking it to the Supreme Court, and we're going to win at the Supreme Court.
Well, why should you even have to fight over that?
This is insane. I've never seen such absolute outrages as we have today, and the blatantly anti-Christian and anti-Catholic sort of spirit that we have right now, folks, man, it has never been more important that we proclaim one Lord, one faith, one baptism, the fullness, as I've said over and over, Si, we alone as Catholics possess the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that God has deigned to communicate to the world for the salvation of souls. We're the only ones who have it. And how dare we keep it to ourselves? Well, we at Catholic Answers, we ain't keeping it to ourselves.
No.
We are sharing it to everybody. Si said, you know, if you're an atheist, if you're a Hindu, if you're a Buddhist, whoever you are, call in. You are welcome. The only thing we require, we do have a standard, Si. We require that you be a person.
Yeah, we do. We have
to call.
Right. Yes,
we do need you to be a person.
25 years, every caller has been a person.
That's right. 888-291-8000, folks. We are bringing the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the only ultimate hope for humanity, to the entire world. But we need your help right now, folks. Right now. We've got open lines, and there shouldn't be open lines, Si Kellett. All right. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
888-291-8000. I'll tell you where we are right now. We need to raise $225,000. And the amount of money we need to raise today is equal to 1 minute of that Artemis spacecraft they just shot off. 1 minute. It's going to be up there 26 days. 1 minute of what it costs will pay for everything we need to do today. So keep that in mind. It's not a terrible large amount of money, but we do need it in order to continue to do what we're doing, and we need your help. 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go to the phones and let Tim answer some questions, because we don't want to avoid or give short shrift to our regular job. 888-291-8000. Actually, I'm not going to the phones. We don't have callers yet there. So I'll tell you what, let me give out that number again. Do you see what it says?
Oh, dropped. Oh, okay. I was like, hey, we got Jimmy.
No, I don't know. That one got that dropped. So I'll tell you what, let me give out that number again, because clearly I went too quickly through that. If you have a question for Tim, we do want to take questions. We'd love to take your question. Anybody's question, welcome. That number is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. I'll tell you what we'll do.
Can I say something really exciting, though?
Yeah.
For the first time in 4 hours, the first 4 hours, we never filled up all the phone lines.
Oh,
not once.
No.
We filled up the entire, every line is full, but folks keep calling because one just opened up right there. But for the first time in this whole drive, we have filled up the phone lines. And guess what, folks? We need you to keep calling, because you know what? We're not going to make it in the last 2 minutes this time. We're going to make it, and we're going to go beyond
that,
because we want to do more than just make it. But folks, keep those calls coming, 888-291-8000. But we got a special guest here, don't we?
The president of Catholic Answers, Chris Check. Hi, Chris.
Gentlemen, I'm not going to take up your time, but I want to read a message that came in from Steve, who gave us $1,000 yesterday. All right? Bear with me. I am a lifetime Presbyterian and was an elder in my church. God used Catholic Answers over the past several years to shepherd me into the fullness of the Catholic Church.
Wow.
My family and I will be confirmed in our local parish this Easter. Your apologists are top-notch, and Si Kellett has one of the warmest and friendliest voices on the internet. Aww. Thank you for your faithfulness. May God continue to bless your work. Let me just say this. This person's exactly right. This is what this show does. It brings people into the fullness of the truth. So, my friends, whether it's the expertise and super abundant, bottomless pit knowledge of Tim Staples or the heart of Si Kellett here, and I'm going to tell you this, I don't mean to embarrass you, you really are Jesus to the callers. You are the heart of Jesus Christ to these callers, every single one. This person uses the words, the friendliest voices. This is what Jesus calls the apostles there in the upper room. I call you my friends, and this is you to every one of these callers. So my friends, and you all are my friends, whether it's Tim's expertise, Si's warmth and love, that is what you are supporting, and we very much need your support today. And I'm gonna say one more invitation here, folks. There are people out there who can write a check for $5, $10, $15, $25,000. And if we're going to get to this goal, what are we? How far off are we, Si?
We're $115,000 away.
So from where we need to be. We have a ways to go. There are some of you who can do this. But there are some of you, I know we're in an inflationary cycle. That means some people are not supporting us,
that's
Tim,
right.
And Cy, because they can't.
Yeah. Right.
They cannot.
Right.
Although, as I told you yesterday, I got that $10 a month from a single mother in Calexico. That's what she could do. But the show is so dear to her. So everybody can do something. But some of you, you know, maybe you've done well in this inflationary cycle. I don't know. Maybe you're pulling petroleum out of the ground, or maybe you're a loan shark or something. And the interest rates are good for you. And if you're a loan shark, you should be given to Catholic Answers, right?
Right.
All right. Am I getting a little far afield here, Cy?
Like Zacchaeus, I think.
Right. Right. 888-291-8000. Friends, help bring Cy Kellett, Tim Staples, all the Catholic Answers apologists out there to all of our listeners. Bring more souls into the Catholic Church. If you could write a check for $100 and bring someone to the Catholic Church, you would do it. That's what you're going to do today. Thank you, my friends.
Thanks for those very kind words, Chris. 888-291-8000 is the number.
Not a better boss on the planet than that guy, by the way. All right, go ahead.
That's the truth, too. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is where you can go online. I am going to go to the phones. If you'll keep calling our colleagues and keeping those lines full, they're about half full right now, 888-291-8000. I'll be able to take questions from callers and give them to Tim. And up next we go up to the warm and inviting climes of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Mike watching on YouTube. Hang on a quick second, Mike. I got a phone thing going on here. I'll get you on. Mike, go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hey, just so you know, it was 74 last week. Right now, it's 26. So.
Oh, my goodness.
the beauty of Green Bay.
Yes, and the game's tonight, too, so
yes.
Nothing like sitting outside when it's 20 out.
Oh, my goodness.
Warmth and love. I'm not hearing warmth and love out of Cy right now.
Sorry about that, Mike. You heard a little gloating. I admit it. There was a little gloating in that.
Yes.
Tim, I lifelong Catholic, have always been pro-life, but I'm getting a little tripped up when it comes to...
Yeah.
You know, cases where the mother may die.
Right.
Is the idea that this is a sacrifice by the mother for the life of the child? Or help me out here a little bit.
Right. Mike, this is a really important question. And, you know, you always get these... the folks who, when arguing for abortion, they say, but what about... rape, incest, life of the mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Most, in fact, virtually every Christian denomination in the world has succumbed to this. Even I mentioned yesterday, Cy, even the Southern Baptists allow for abortion in the case where the mother's life is in danger. And of course, we stand alone, virtually, along with the Orthodox, in saying, no, you can never, and here's the principle, Mike, you can never directly kill an innocent human being. That is intrinsically evil. It can never be done in any situation whatsoever. Notice, directly, deliberately kill an innocent human being. We're not talking about people that are trying to kill you. We're not talking about, you know, in war and that sort of thing. Because in those cases, of course, we're not talking about the murder of innocents here. But we're talking about protecting life, one's own or one's country's. And so here's the key, that we of course have to take this stand, because we are not the author of life and death. God is. God alone can take the life of an innocent. He can take the life of anybody he wants to. He can take my life right now. He could take Cy right now. Our next breath is not owed to us, okay? But remember this, Mike. In today, especially with the advent of the technology we have today, there's virtually no cases. They virtually do not exist any longer, Cy, where you have to, you know, kill a baby in order to save the mother. They virtually do not exist. But, Mike, even in the extremely rare instances where there is really danger of death, for example, you know, the one I learned in the seminary, an ectopic pregnancy, for example, you know, in those cases, and Mike, we need to tell people, we have a principle in our Catholic moral theology called the principle of double effect that says this. You can have a woman with a cancerous uterus, ectopic pregnancy, of course, where the, you know, the fertilized egg is stuck in the fallopian tube, And it's going to cause eventually the death of the woman and the baby. Well, in these cases, you can use medicinal sort of, you know, therapeutic means to attack the malady, to deal with the malady itself. For example, the defective fallopian tube or the cancerous uterus. And you can remove that uterus, remove that fallopian tube, which will have the double effect of the baby dying. But that is not your intention. You're not directly willing the death of that innocent baby, but you are dealing with the malady itself. You're removing the cancerous uterus. So, you know, when you're talking about, when you understand a principle like that, you understand how incredibly rare it is where you have a case where a woman is dying and there's nothing you can do. In fact, I've even heard one doctor say that there are no cases any longer. I wouldn't go that far because I would never say never in this instance because I'm not a doctor, but the point is extremely rare. But Mike, we do in fact have to stand for life. And the unfortunate thing, Mike, is people will use cases like these to argue for abortion when you're talking about, you know, 0.000 something percent of abortions. Does that help at all? And in the case of incest, you know, rape, remember this principle as well, Mike. We do not kill the baby because of the sin of the father. I mean, if the father rapes the mother, that's horrible. But why in the world, Mike, as a culture, do we say, kill the baby? What did the baby do to deserve death? And then, of course, you compound the problem with the woman who has been raped because now she has to deal with her conscience that, you know, she killed her baby or allowed for her baby to be killed. I mean, that is a horrible thing to do to a woman. But at any rate, Mike, does that get us started in the conversation?
Hang on, Mike. Got to put y'all back on the air. Go ahead.
It absolutely does. I know many women that I've worked with that haven't been able to have babies, and the answer was the same, adoption. There are many, many women who would love to adopt, so don't give up the baby, or if you do give up the baby, carry it to term and let somebody adopt.
Yeah. But absolutely, brother.
I understand.
All right. Listen, thanks so much for your call, man. That's a really important question. And, you know, Cy, it's not too long ago before cesarean section where this was much more of a problem than it is today. And the Catholic Church had to take that hard stand and say, look, you cannot directly kill an innocent human being in any circumstance whatsoever. It's a hard stand. Thanks be to God. Medical science has helped us out in this arena.
And
but
will
we
more
have to
yeah, as we go yeah. forward. Yeah.
But folks, look, that is just one more reason why we need your help to stay on the air. We need to have these kinds of conversations all over the United States of America. We need folks to understand the principles of the moral law that are simply not known by the overwhelming majority of the American people. Case in point, abortion. We got slaughtered this last election propositions and such on abortion. And what does that tell you? It tells you we need to evangelize. We need Catholic Answers Live on the air. But folks, right now, we've got 17 now lines, Catholic Answers, people waiting for your call, but we only have two on the line. Folks, we cannot fall behind. So I'm going to ask you again, folks, we need your help. As our president said, we need those $10,000 gifts. You know what? There's somebody out there that's going to give $10,000. We didn't get that $10,000 gift yesterday, but folks, if you can, as I said, Chris echoed what I said, you know, in this inflationary time, man, I get it. I know we're struggling in the Staples household to pay our exorbitant gas bill and our exorbitant food bill. I get it. But if you are blessed, folks, we need to hear from you. 888-291-8000. That $10,000 gift, that $5,000 gift, that $1,000 gift, we need it now. But folks, did you hear what Cy Kellett said about monthly donors? If you will call as a new monthly donor, or if you're a monthly donor and you can say, let's say you're given $10 a month or $25 a month, if you can double it, say from 10 to 20, from 25 to 50, that will be doubled. Am I right?
Tripled really is basically what it is.
Tripled.
Because say you give $100, it's going to get matched with the $20,000 dollar for dollar match. That's
right.
So now it's $200, but then it gets matched again because it's $100 monthly, because it's a new monthly donation.
So it's tripled.
So it's tripled. Yes.
Yes. So it's doubled over top of the already matched. So we got triple. Oh my goodness. That's right. I remember that from yesterday. Yeah. Now you got to refresh my memory. Folks, did you hear what Cy just said? You give $25 a month and you're not just giving $300. Which, if you add on your fingers and toes, 25 times 12, 300, you're giving $900, my friends. This is huge for us. So we need those monthly pledgers. And as I said yesterday, folks, don't let the devil lie to you and say that, oh, my $10 gift one time, you know, they don't need it. Yes, we do. We have 13 open lines right now. I'd like to see all 13 of them with people giving $10. Giving $25 one-time gift. We need all gifts, folks. That's how we do it here at Catholic Answers. So once again, 888-291-8000. There's quite a few of you that could give that one-time $500 gift, right?
Sure.
That $100 gift. Those are our breadbasket, folks, right there. And that, and again, that $25 a month. Remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or you can text Catholic to 24365. But again, call this number, folks. We've got 11 open lines right now. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. We're making a little bit of progress, but it's still slow going this hour. We're very grateful to everyone who has called and pledged. I'm told Kansas girl called and said she pledged so because she didn't want to hear me begging. So I won't beg, but I will ask. So thank you very much for your pledge. Melise in Richmond just joined the President's Club with a $100 a month pledge. Plus, that pledge is tripled right now with all the match money we have right now. Jerry from Pennsylvania just gave $500. Thank you to all of those and the many more who are supporting us right now. We really need your help. We're quite a ways from making our overall goal of $225,000 to pay for everything we do here in Catholic Answer Studios for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000 is the place to go. Before I let Tim answer another question, and I'm about to let him answer another question, I will just say again, it's quite a remarkable thing, this match where you can get a new monthly pledge double matched. So Tim has spoken about the fact that we're down to, because it used to be higher, we're down to 13 supporters, financial supporters per tower that this radio program is broadcast on. Hundreds and hundreds of towers, but per tower, each tower, you know, whether it's here in San Diego or whether it's, you know, somewhere in New Mexico or Florida or Massachusetts, each tower, we're working on 13 people from under that signal are supporting us. And that means every bit helps, every bit counts. And if we can get that up to 15 or 16, that would be great. But don't think that you know, somebody else is going to do it, because where Amen. You're listening right now, there's 13 people supporting that show on
That's
that
right. Oh my gosh.
Place right now. And you could make it 14. That's a big percentage change. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. I'm going to go now to Billy in Somersville, West Virginia, listening on EWTN. Billy, we're glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hi, thank you. I was wondering if you could further help me understand more about the reality of spiritual loving Jesus.
Yes.
Okay.
Loving God.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, brother. This is a really important question. Thanks for calling. And you know, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 17, I think St. John gives us a powerful you know, partial. This isn't a complete answer to your question, but it is a huge part of it. And St. John says, but if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. Wow. That's hard-hitting stuff from St. John in 1 John chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. What does that mean? Well, one of the most powerful ways you can demonstrate your love for God, who we can't see, is by loving your brother whom you can see, and in particular, when your brother is in need. You know what? We got to take a quick break. Folks, do not stop calling. It's 888-291-8000. But when we come back, I want to put a bow on this because it is a profound question.
Right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
A little bit of pledge drive through the music there. Tim Staples, our guest this hour. Next hour, Jimmy Akin. We'll try to take as many calls as we can, but we do have a long way to go as far as our fundraising goes. It doesn't cost a great deal to do what we do because there's lots of people here in the studio. I'm looking at a bunch of them right now who they work for the Catholic apostolate rate, which is not the same as the world's rate. And yes. They're good people. They're many of them are young people, and they're wonderful people starting families, doing all that, but at the Catholic apostolate rate. So that we put that money to work. When you give it to us, we put it to work. And we put it to work for the one purpose that I think millions and millions and millions of us agree on, whether we're Catholic or not, that the world needs more Jesus. It needs less of less nonsense and more Jesus. That's the way I'd put it. You can be part of the team right now by calling 888-291-8000. Take advantage of both matches, $20,000 to match any gift that's given, and then another match for anyone who starts a new monthly pledge, 888-291-8000.
You know, I wanted to finish the question because our caller asked such an important question. You know, how do we know? How do we love Jesus? And how do we know we're loving Jesus? Which is a profound question. And I wanted to make three points. I made the first point from 1 John 3, verses 17 and 18. If you have the ability, you have the world's goods, as John says, you see your brother in need, and you close your heart, and that's the key, isn't it? Close your heart against. That means it's somebody who knows they ought to and they don't.
Yeah.
It right. doesn't mean you don't have to give to every single person you ever see that's in need, but don't close your heart. We have to be open to God's movement and freely give. God loves a cheerful giver, says St. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Okay, so that's the first principle. And by the way, can I say this? We're in need right now, okay? Right here at Catholic Answers. Yeah. We are in need. Please call 888-291-8000. But secondly, Cy, Jesus says where your treasure is, right? There your heart will be also. Right. So in other words, look at what you spend on. What do you spend? And you're going to find this is where your heart is. Now, does that mean, you know, we have to give most of our money to God? No, it doesn't, folks, because most of us can't do that. There are billionaires who could do that, but most of us can't do that. But where is your treasure? Is it going to your family? Is it going to, and then take a look at your budget, and you will see a lot, according to Jesus, Cy, you're going to see a lot about your heart. Look at what you're spending, because where your treasure is, there is where your heart is going to be. And that's why we need to challenge ourselves to give more, and I mean financially. Third point, time. And we could really subsume this under the second point, but I like to put it as a second point, and that is just as you look at your budget and you're going to see where your heart is, look at where you spend your time. How much time do you give to God? Do you pray? Because, folks, if you have a relationship with God and you never talk to him, sorry, it's not going to be a strong relationship. Yeah. Right? Imagine, Cy, if you and I just never talk to our wives.
Yeah.
I don't think that would work as far as a relationship goes. And so we need to pray. We need to put God first with respect to our time. Now, again, you can't spend... Now, it's a wonderful thing to be able to pray always, as St. Paul says. That means making your work, your entire life, a prayer. And that is possible. Most of us aren't there. Right, but it's certainly a goal to where you can offer up every minute of your day, your work and so forth to God. And to the degree you do that, you know how much you love God. And we should challenge ourselves and ask God to give us the grace to love him and to love our neighbors more. And folks, you know what? That's really what we're about here at Catholic Answers. It's leading people to Jesus so they can have a relationship with God through the Word made flesh, which is the only way to salvation, as Jesus said it in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. And we know the church is Jesus Christ extended into this world. As Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23 says, the church is the body of Christ, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And so when we bring people to the church, we're bringing people not just to some institution, but to Jesus Christ extended in this world. And that's why we need your help right now. Folks, I can't think of anything more important than bringing people to Jesus. That's what we're here for, but we need your help to do it right now, folks. We've got a whole boatload. We've only got four of you calling right now. We got a whole boatload of open lines. Call now, folks. We need your help. 888-291-8000. Maybe you've been given for a long time. Maybe now it's time to up the ante. If you're given $25 a month, just make it $35 a month. Right? You don't have to double it. Raise it $10 a month. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. And I got to believe we have a $10,000 donor out there. We have more than one $5,000 donor out there, and we've got a bunch of you that could give that $1,000 gift, that $500 gift, or even, folks, even better, that $100 gift. How many of us could afford that $100 gift? Give us a call, 888-291-8000, or call Catholic Answers, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or remember, you can text easily, Catholic, to 24365.
888-291-8000 is that phone line that you can call, and there's 12 lines open right now. 16 of our colleagues sitting by their phones waiting for calls, and 12 lines open. Perfect time to call. Use up that match money for us and help us get close to being fully funded for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Quite a few people have used the text option this time, and if that's what you'd like to do, just text the word Catholic to 24365, because Amen. That's how often we're Catholic 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. I will go back to the phones presently. I will ask you once again, please pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000, and I'll let you know just one other thing. It really feels like folks who are taking advantage of that $10 or $20 or in some cases $45, $50 monthly pledging, because it's being tripled right now, and I'm very grateful.
Tripled.
So join that group if you can.
That's awesome.
The thing that we're going to need to supplement is, and there have been several folks who have given $1,000 today, but we know there are folks who can do those larger gifts, that we need those in the mix as well if we're going to make our goal. So maybe you can do that $1,000 gift. Maybe you could do $2,500. Maybe you're in the $5,000 or $10,000 category. We do see that from time to time, and we're very grateful when it happens, I can assure you. There's a lot of gratitude around here for everybody that gives, but we're going to need some of those larger gifts. 888-291-8000. And what I mean when I say we're going to need some of those larger gifts, I mean if we're going to meet our goal today to be fully funded for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000. Up next for Tim. Tim, I'm going to go to Nick in Nebraska. He's listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM satellite radio. Nick, go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hey, Tim, great talking with you. Two quick questions.
Yes.
When Jesus refers to picking up your cross, why would a first century Jew know what that means? And then secondly, when Paul talks about using scripture, like, why would his audience know what scripture, like, what is he referencing when he talks about using scripture?
Right. Great. Both are outstanding questions. First of all, when Jesus talks about picking up your cross, that would be something that the Jews would have been well acquainted with. We know historically there are instances of crucifixions happening in the first century and even before. That's a historical fact. At that time, crucifixions happened. It wasn't like Jesus was the first person crucified. It was going on, and Jews who had been involved in rebellions and whatnot had experienced that Roman style of execution, and historians tell us they were really good at it. They knew exactly where to put the nails. They were very, very good at what they did. And when you talk about scripture, that too was a term that was used in the first century for not just the Christian scriptures, but also the Hebrew scriptures. So scripture was a term, again, that wasn't invented by Christians, but sacred scripture or scripture was a term that had already been used. So in both of those cases, this is not about Christians creating new terms. Now, there are times where we do, no doubt, and that would come down the road a bit. And even in the scriptures themselves, there are times where we created terms or used terms in ways they'd never been used before. Pope Benedict, I remember, in his wonderful encyclical, God is Love, talks about how agape was not understood in the sense that we understand it, agape, to be that, you know, the love of God shed abroad in our hearts, you know, as Romans 5:5 says. But this was a case where a term was given a new, it was baptized, so to speak, by Christians. But when it comes to scripture and crucifixion, those aren't cases of that. And folks, please, we need your help, all right? We need folks like our friend who just called, and I lost his name. How could I do that? We just spoke to.
I lost it too.
They ask fantastic questions, and we're here to give Catholic answers, folks. And I'll tell you what, I can't think of a better thing to do than to sit here and answer people's questions about the most important questions in this life that have ramifications for eternal life. Can you help us now? Because we have a long way to go. And you know what? We do, as Chris Check, our president, said, we need some big donors. We need small donors. We need all donors. But we really are. If we're going to make our goal of 225,000, we fell behind the last 2 days where we were off pace rather significantly. And so we got to make it up today. But you know what, Cy Kellett? I believe we're going to do it. I think there are folks out there, you understand the gravity of the situation. Souls are at stake. We're living in a crazy time, folks. Can you, let me encourage you, join us, join the team. And you know, when we say join the team, we have a team here at Catholic Answers, there's no doubt, but guess what? We're more than that. We're a family. And when you become a monthly donor, a donor, you become part of the family. And in the greater body of Christ, we know, of course, there are spiritual ramifications here, because when you give, you then become a partaker in all of our apostolic endeavors. And that's a reality. I'm not just saying this to get you guys to call. That is a reality. St. Paul talks about that in Philippians chapter 4. He talks about how the gifts, I think that's right around verse 19, he talks about how the gifts of the Philippians were like sacrifices going up to the throne of God. Sacrifices that are propitiatory, that take away sins. Folks, that's real. When you call and you give, when we pray and we fast and we give alms, we give of ourselves. Folks, there are truly eternal benefits. Can you pick up the phone right now, folks? 888-291-8000. We need those $10,000 gifts. Maybe we can get more than one $10,000 gift today. And how about some $5,000 gifts, $1,000 gifts? And I know there's quite a few of you that can give that $500 or $100 gift right now at 888-291-8000. Take us over the top so that we can meet our match today of $20,000 and get to our goal of $225,000. Remember, you can text Catholic to 24365 as well.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. We got to take a very quick break, and so it's a good opportunity for you to call or to go online. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you fill out the form yourself, it takes about, I don't know, a minute and a half, 2 minutes, depending on how good a typist you are. Or as Tim said, you can text the word Catholic to 24365. So perfect time. We'll take about a 1 minute break. Perfect time for you to make your pledge if you are so inclined, and we'd be very much appreciative if you would. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live. You've heard that St. Paul Street Evangelization supports hundreds of teams of evangelists sharing the good news. But did you know that some of these teams are public prayer stations? Set up a sign on the sidewalk and offer prayer and encouragement to those you encounter. Everyone needs prayer. Try this new method of witnessing to Jesus. Contact St. Paul Street Evangelization to get started at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. Just looking for five calls right now to fill up the lines. And Tim gets very excited when all the lines are filled up. So give it a shot. 888-291-8000. I do want to go back to the phones and let Tim do his work. But once again, we are in the last day of our last pledge drive of the year. If we can reach our goal, we'll be fully funded until February. And that's the way we've always done it here at Catholic Answers. 25 years on the air in about a month and a half. We'll have finished 25 years. Wow. Our first 25 of a much longer run. But that's all because of you. It's all because you've made it possible. We've asked, and you've helped us to do that. And we didn't always need $225,000. You can probably remember the goal was before 200 or 180, or, you know, we used to have a lower goal. Well, we're doing a lot more, and we're very, very grateful for that. And we'd like to keep doing it. It's social media. It's classroom work. It's a lot of podcasts now, and it's this radio program going out to places where we never thought it would go. You hear the calls sometimes, you know, and we're so delighted when people call from Uganda or Nigeria, when people call from Switzerland or Norway, when people call from all up and down the Americas, from Australia, from the Philippines. That's all because of you, and we need your help right now, because we're a long way from being fully funded. 888-291-8000. Tim, I'm going to go back to the phones, if that's all right with you. Let's go to Emma in Maine, listening on Catholic.com. Emma, thank you for your call. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hi, Tim. I was wondering who would be considered validly married? Could two atheists be considered validly married? And
great.
Who do I call Mr. and Mrs. on a Christmas card?
That's great, Emma. Well, you know, a lot of folks don't know this, Emma, but Marriage can be both natural and supernatural, or sacramental, as we say, right, as Catholics. And what do I mean by that? Well, marriage is something so fundamental to human nature. It existed before the church. It existed before there were any countries. It was built right into Adam and Eve. The two were become one flesh, according to Genesis 2:24. And so on a natural level, absolutely, two atheists can marry, and they will be validly married, right? And the only thing you need, a man and a woman, sorry, by nature, this isn't a church thing. This is natural law. It must be one man, one woman in order to have a valid union, must be open to life. And that is true because that is a natural principle, open to life, and there must be a sense of permanency. In other words, it can't be, I'm going to try this out for a couple of weeks. Even on a natural level, that's an invalid marriage. Now, it doesn't have to be strict, you know, understood to be absolutely unbreakable, but it does. There does have to be a sense of permanency on a natural level, that is, in order for it to be valid. Now, when it comes to sacramental marriages, that's where you have two baptized. So think about it as natural and supernatural. On a supernatural level, you got to have two supernatural people. It can't be one baptized and one not. That can be valid, of course, but not sacramental, because both have to be baptized. And there, in a Catholic context, now that would include Baptists and so forth, but on a Catholic context, we are also bound by what we call canonical form. So as Catholics, we have a higher bar. We have to go into the marriage understanding things like it's until death do us come absolutely. We have to be married in the presence of deacon, ordinarily, deacon, priest, or bishop, and so forth. So we as Catholics are bound by canon law. And if we don't meet our obligations there, for example, if we're married outside the church, it's not only not sacramental, but it's invalid, okay? Quick answer, Emma, it's a great question. And folks, once again, that's why we're here at Catholic Answers, to give people, guess what? Catholic Answers. But we need your help, folks. We are way behind at meeting our goal of $225,000, but folks, we can make it. Can you be that one that's going to give that $10,000 gift to not only keep us on the air for the next 3 months? I want to even go beyond, man, so we can do even more. All right, Cy Sands, let's make the $225. Okay, I'm with you, Cy. I'm with you. Folks, can you be that one to give that $10,000 gift? Pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. Maybe it's the $5,000, $1,000 gift, that $500 gift, that $100. Come on. There's a lot of you right now that can give that $100 gift. And remember, it's being doubled. All of these are being doubled. And of course, as Cy Kellett said, if you become a monthly donor, I mean, what a deal, folks. You give $25 a month. You're giving not $300, you're giving $900, folks. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or you can text Catholic to 24365. Remember this, folks. If we could, and I guarantee you, if you could right now see the testimonies that we see on a daily basis. Our president, Chris Check, just read one from a former Presbyterian minister who is now Catholic because God's grace working through this apostolate. We get thousands of those and have over the years, literally thousands of them. Everywhere I go in this world, I never go to a single venue where people don't come up to me and say, I am Catholic because of Catholic Answers, folks. But right now, we need your help. We've got a ton of open lines, and we have got to close the gap right now. Please pick up the phone. Maybe you've been thinking about it. Maybe, ah, man, at Tim Staples, he's annoying me. I think I got to do it.
Do it.
No, I'm not going to. Yes, you are right now. Pick up the phone. Folks, we need your help. We really do. At 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or remember, text. It's so easy. Text Catholic to 24365.
We're so grateful that you have come through for us this hour, as you have in so many other hours. We just started out in a very deep hole, so that means we're still in a hole, but the generosity is extremely moving. I can tell you the building feels it. Like in this building, people feel it, and it's very affirming to everybody who works here. We're very, very grateful for that. One of the things that your money does, and we don't talk about this too much, but you do see a growing amount of divisive media, and even that has infected a good deal of Catholic media, where we're trying to tear each other apart, trying to tear each other down. Now, I'm not talking about honest criticism. I'm not complaining about honest criticism. There should be honest criticism. We need it. We need a lot of it. But I'm talking about the negativity. And the other day, John Sorensen, one of my bosses, I got about 10 bosses here. He's in my office, and he's talking about how we can make media products better. And I said, well, you know, we can get clicks by, you know, and I'm just kind of blue skying with him. Like, we can be negative. We can get clicks. And he said, we're never going to do that. That's not what we do. I'm talking, you know, and he was talking about other ways that we could improve what we do. We're not here to get clicks, and we don't have to be because of you. Like, if you're not here to support us, then that doesn't happen. So that I do think that that's what you're paying for when you support Catholic Answers, is you're paying for an apostolate that's able, because it's funded, to bypass all the bitterness and the recrimination and the Amen. And the going after clicks and the going after views, and just say the truth, because that's what you're giving us, is the opportunity to just say the truth. So I want to say thanks, because it's been a wonderful hour. It hasn't gotten us out of our hole that we're in, but it's getting us. Let's put it that way. It's getting us out of that hole. I do want to ask you once again to take advantage of the matches, particularly that the match for any new monthly donor. Any new monthly donor, you know, up to $65,000. Someone is matching that up to $65,000. So please consider that. 888-291-8000. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or you can text the word Catholic to 24365. All of those will get you to the same place. It all goes into the same matches. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. You want to try to think you can do another one?
We can do one more.
All right. Let's do one more real quick. Let's go to Mark in Columbus, Ohio, listening on St. Gabriel's Radio. Mark, you got to be quick with your question if you'd like an answer this hour.
Quick, brother.
Hey, yes.
Yes. Got to be quick,
hi,
Mark.
It's Mark Pennington. Listen, thanks so much for taking the call. It has to do with a guy challenged me recently regarding what he accused or said was the Immaculate Conception of Ruth, which I'd never heard of before.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard of anybody?
No. In fact, that's bogus. I would suggest most likely he's confusing the fact that Ruth, in the book of Ruth, chapter 3, verse 9, where she says to Boaz, spread your kanash over me, your skirt. That's a type of the Holy Spirit coming upon the Blessed Mother in a nuptial relationship. And there's an indication there of the Immaculate Conception. I mean, that's probably where that comes from. We don't have time to do all the intricacies of that, but most likely this person is confused. There is no such thing as an Immaculate Conception of Ruth. Only Ruth is a type of the Blessed Mother, Ruth and Boaz, and the Blessed Mother and her relationship to the Holy Spirit. And folks, you know what? These are great questions, you know? And how many out there are able to give answers to all of these questions? You know what? We've got some great people here at Catholic Answers. They put up with me, Tim Staples, but we got guys like Trent Horn, Jimmy Akin that bring those answers. But folks, we can't bring them unless you give, and we need you right now at 888-291-8000.
Tim, I got to say this before you go. Vicky from Cleveland, Ohio is 71 years old, converted to Catholicism a year and a half ago, credits Catholic Answers for her conversion, and loves Tim Staples.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that nice? Vicky, I had to read it to him, even though his head's big enough. He doesn't need that, but God bless you, Vicky. Thanks. Thanks to everybody who's been giving. We're going to be back for the second hour
and
with Jimmy.
And keep calling.
Akin.
Keep calling.
Perfect time to call. Perfect time to make your pledge. Little by little, we are getting there. We do need your help. We've seen miracles before, and we may be in the midst of one now, but we need you to be part of that miracle. It's going to happen. 888 888- 291-8000 is the place to go to call. Take advantage of all the matches. Ask about the matches when you call. Ask about the gifts that we're giving as thank you gifts when you call. And just call because we need you. Let me see. Right now, we've got 14 of our colleagues ready to take calls. Seven of them are on the line. So that means seven lines open. Easy to get in. 888-291-8000. Tim, thanks very much.
Great to be with you, brother.
Jimmy coming up. We'll be right back with more Open Forum on Catholic Answers Live.